The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And, of course, faithfully, it's 7:01 a.m. this Friday. And it is autumn equinox, for those of you paying attention. And let's see what else is going on here. Well, two major things. This is your last day to be able to call our order line at 877-817-9829 and get 15% off OptiVita products. And, wow, that's a heck of a deal. Power Mall opens in about 59 minutes, so you know. Shortwave, after our broadcast today at 7.490, will end. If you had not yet called our toll-free number at 877-817-9829 to find out what your other options are for tuning into the show, you probably want to do that today, because come Monday morning, we won't be there. We do have a number, phone number, not toll-free. If you're not listening by internet, I know. Here, I got to have this little discussion about paranoia and about wondering what the government knows about you and what kind of file they have on you. I'm going to have a frank discussion on that in a minute. I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 631-359-8232. I'll repeat it. 631-359-8232. Do you want to memorize that? Can we have a recitation here? Repeat it back to me. Come on. I'm listening. I'm waiting. That's not a toll-free number. And you basically need to, if you're going to use that, because we own and control the number. So if you're going to use it, make sure that you have minutes that will allow you to do that, that you free long distance, whatever the case may be. Because if you don't, well, like a lot of people have been complaining about, they call and get whacked with a big phone bill. So we don't want that. So make sure you got the minutes before you use it. But it is a way to listen to the show if you don't want to access the internet because you're too old, technically challenged, or whatever the case may be. Now, the donation line, of course, the Power Mall, of course, the 877-817-9829 is good to make donations to keep us going. So we don't have to cancel every other mode of operation here so you can't listen to us. Now, our responsibility is to create the content. You have a responsibility to try to figure out how to get it. That's on everybody. That's not just on Power Hour listeners, and we know that. So please do not take it to heart that, you know, I'm not browbeating you here. I'm just stating a fact. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814 should be in your records somewhere. That's where you send stuff. If you like the letter that Rick Kaler is going to be talking about later this morning on the show. And that's the letter that says, I deserve the Galaxy 19 satellite system from ricksatelliteusa.com because, and then you list your reason. And if Rick likes it, you'll get it. He's going to give one away. It's a $269 freebie, including shipping. Not even going to charge you for the shipping. We're going to send you the complete dish kit. And Rick will even help you get it set up. But you need to make sure that if you do that, you put your name, address, and phone number. We'll talk about all that later in the show. I'm just kind of giving the heads up that it's coming, so you know. Those of you who are ordering my books, and some of you have been because you're real curious about, A, what I know, B, how much research I've done since 2007 in writing all these books, and I'm working on another one right now. And this particular book goes into detail on litigation strategies and whether they worked or not, attacking the MERS system, whether it worked or not, how to attack notaries, all of this stuff. I mean, it going into major detail. And this is all part of the classy Advanced COTA workshop in Dallas, November 4th and 5th. And, of course, if you want more information on that, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com and include your email address, and we will get that information to you. And, of course, the Power Hour gets a little spiff of everybody that books through the show, okay? Just so you know. Got to do everything we can to keep us on the air, right? So I'm even contributing as well. But the books that I wrote, they've been copyrighted out for a long time, and I constantly am putting these things out. They're 20% off this week. So here's your chance to get online, take advantage of that, and get knowledge. Knowledge is power, folks. We've always said that. Big difference between the vendors and the affiliates and the partners. I mean, it's kind of interesting. We have a partners tab for those of you that are really tech savvy. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the partners tab, you're going to see a whole list of people that we partner with. Now, how that works, you go to their website, you buy from them, see something you like, you buy it. Then you take about 5 minutes to call or email us and let us know that you bought it so we get credit. Now, anything that's on our website, perhaps, you know, if you're internet savvy, you need to call 877-817-9829 if you're not internet savvy and talk to somebody and order what you need to order, because they will help you. Jay and Linda are always there to take care of you, so it's not a big deal. It's good, you know, what we do. We would try to suggest things, and we can't give medical advice, obviously, but, you know, we do the best we can to keep people healthy. That's numero uno in my book, is being healthy, because if you're not healthy, then you're not here and you're not listening. You can't soak up stuff. You can't share it with your friends. Joseph Meyer is extending his newsletter promotion this week for $149.95 for an annual subscription. Plus, you get a bunch of bonus issues, which is a good thing. If you want to go to his website and subscribe, it's straightmoneyanalysis.com. We have newsletters, too, that require a subscription, but they're free. And you go to thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com, and click on those newsletter tabs, and they're yours. All right? Well, we're going out with a bang today. Dr. Naomi Wolf and Alex Newman will be on the show today. I love talking to Dr. Wolf. I really do. I don't care if she's a damn Democrat. I don't care. God love her. She's finally, you know, addressing the issues that need to be addressed and trying to get to the truth, which is why everybody in her own party is shunning her. She's finally said, you know what? I can't sit on this stuff. This is just nonsense. They're trying to turn this country into a communist nation. See, this is an interview you definitely want to hear. Naomi's going to be joining us on the show. And then, of course, Alex Newman will be talking about the globalist plan to bring this digital ID and CBDC out there to control people. So, you know, we're going to get into that and have a discussion about fighting back. In the meantime, 8 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central here, for those of you paying attention to the clock because you got to be somewhere, some of us are still working stiffs, right? That's okay. Good for you. At least you want to go to work. You know what? I mean, all I got to do is mention the two words, work ethic. Everybody starts shaking their head. All my listeners are going, yeah, whatever happened to that? People just don't respect their job anymore. They're not loyal. Yeah, see, you know, and see, this is all by design. Yeah, we got all the cheap labor coming up from the southern border. Yeah, invasion schmasion. What border wall and why now? That's my number one news story in today's top five news stories. Today's top five news stories. All right. Greg Abbott. You know him. Wheelchair governor in Texas. Touting razor wire and river barriers as border invasion declared. Finally? Really? Now, Governor Abbott? Really? What is your... Abbott! What's your problem? Why are we doing this? Why all of a sudden now are you saying, oh, there's an invasion? Yeah, that's like Hunt for Red October, where the guy in the little mini sub up above the Red October is going, I think somebody just shot a torpedo at us. Oh, my God. Excuse me? Now you're just realizing this? Hello? I think they all knew it. I really do. And not only that, but we had callers email, and I thank you for that. About Colonia. Yeah, Colonia, the largest illegal alien colonia in the U.S. getting bigger. It's called Colony Ridge. Yeah, I did some investigating on it. It does exist. And guess what else I found out? The Colony Ridge communities, apparently we have an Abbott donor funding it. Yeah. Loan loopholes. Huh. And all of these stakeholders are contributing to Governor Abbott. So on one hand, he's saying one thing about we're being invaded. And the next thing, he's building accommodations for them. What in Hades is going on here? It really does. When you read everything that I've read in the last 24 hours, it looks like Abbott is in on Colony Ridge. He knows about it. He knows what it's for. Oh, really? So those of you that had an inkling that sort of thing might be happening, the appearance of it sure is there. And pretty soon, oh, get this. Yeah, remember the protests that were going on up in Staten Island when all those buses with the full of illegal immigrants showed up? Well, apparently they arrested 10 people who were protesting, physically blocking the arrival of the bus to keep them from unloading all of these people, these law-breaking non-citizens. And he's filed, Mark Fonte, the lawyer, has filed lawsuits on behalf of him, on behalf of Staten Island, trying to stop the city from relocating illegal immigrants to the borough. That would be Richmond County, for those of you who don't think I know anything about Staten Island in New York. All right. Yeah, the mayor's using his emergency powers to place these unvetted immigrants in residential communities against the will of the people, and the people are angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Gee, are you going to turn green? No. Only if you live in Staten Island. Richland County, I mean, this Richmond County is going to be a real problem. They're going to have to get to a judge who says, you know what? I don't want these people breaking in my back door. And you watch what happens. It's going to get worse. This is going to erupt into civil unrest because, again, we had this conversation yesterday about the haves and the have-nots. So now, the Colony Ridge development is the fastest growing development in the U.S., being this magnet that it is for illegal immigrants. And it could become a strategic asset for cartels in Liberty County, Texas, near the town of Plum Grove. We know about it. I've heard about it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and talk to, you know, Darlene called yesterday. I've gotten a couple of emails since from those of you out there concerned. And thank you for that. That you even bothered to get on your computer and type me an email and send it to support@thepowerhour.com and point me in a direction I could go look and see what's going on here. Oh, no, they've got all this land down there in Liberty County, Texas, cut out. And they're developing it into, this community that's going to house. Yeah, what kind of? I mean, we're talking about up to 100,000 people could be in this. Can you imagine what kind of control would you need to house a population of 100,000 people inside of a very small area and everything all of a sudden, what is it, the proverbial, you know what, hits the fan and all of a sudden, boom, we got a major riot on our hands. How many thousands of troops do you think it's going to take to contain 100,000 people? And by what means? What are they going to do? Hit them with pepper spray? Are they going to shoot them? I mean, what are we doing here? Are we going to jab them all? Well, sorry, but you can't go out to the community unless we've given you at least two doses and a booster. And then you're going to watch half of them drop dead. So maybe there's a nefarious ulterior motive here going on behind the scenes we don't know about. I think it's going to unravel itself very soon, and we are going to know what's going on. Republicans, by the way, are embracing the idea of ballot harvesting. Yeah, bring it on home. Bring it on home. Yeah, baby, bring it on home. Let's not play nice at the polls. Let's do the same thing they're doing, only let's do it better. Oh, what are they doing to our election system here? I know you're all shaking your head. Ballot trafficking. We've had Hans von Spakovsky on the show before. I'd like to get him on again at some point in time in the near future. Talking about election law reform, he's the initiative manager and senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, which, of course, Heritage Foundation, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, has some nexus or connection to the Tavistock Institute. So watch where the information is coming from. But, it's still good to talk to them because you want to know what the other side is thinking. You can't just push them away. If you don't hear them out, you can't decide for yourself whether the guy is right on or whether or not he's just as bad as the rest of them and he's trying to lead you down a blind path. Ray Epps, back in the news again. James Ray Epps Sr. Yeah, you know what he did? Went out and pled guilty on a single misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge, and he did it remotely. I mean, half these people have been locked up in the gulag, and he gets to do a remote plead out to a Class A misdemeanor with a maximum of 1 year prison term. But the plea agreement, it's 14 pages long, said Mr. Epps would face no more than 6 months and a fine range of $2,000 to $20,000. That, to me, given what's going on to all these people in the gulag, maybe you too, is a hand slap compared to what they're getting. Vietnam, of course, is going to require biometric authentication for some online money transfers in order to cut fraud. You see, we talked about this yesterday with Cheryl Chumley and Don Jeffries. I hope you were listening to the show, because this is the thing. They are trying, like the Dickens, to figure out ways to control us. And one of those ways is to control how the dollar is spent, whatever this money system, it's amazing how they get you hooked on a money system and then they turn around and figure out a way to manipulate it and control it so that you're stuck in the middle and you can't move and you don't have any way out because everybody else is playing that system and they don't want to play your game. They don't want to trade. They don't want to barter a dozen eggs for a half a pound of bacon. No, they don't want to do service for service or goods for goods. They don't want to barter that. It's like, look, I'll give you a home-cooked meal if you come over and shovel my driveway. I just got inundated with snow, and I need somebody to shovel my driveway. Can you do that? If you do, I'll fix you a home-cooked meal. I happen to have some extra food. This is the stuff I'm talking about that they can't track. They can't stop you from talking to your neighbors and coming to some conclusion as to how you are all mutually going to survive. No. They're counting on you and your neighbors getting into a firefight. They're counting on you killing your neighbors. That's what they're counting on. They want you to be at war with your neighbors. They don't want any semblance of sanity. I mean, if they did, why are they bringing in all these people and housing them in these camps? Oh, wait, there's more. Chicago Mayor Johnson signed a $26 million contract to do what? Build migrant camps in Illinois. Six location zones holding between 200 and 1,400 asylum seekers. Yeah, he signed a security contract with Garter World to build migrant camps in the city of Chicago. Are you ready for this? And you live near one of these? What do you think is going to happen? Oh, wow. Yep. As soon as we have an EMP attack, these people are going to break out. You know, anything, any catalyst at all. Doesn't matter. All of a sudden there's no food. There's no water. The facilities are bad. They get mad. All of a sudden we got a riot. What do you think is going to happen to that? Whoever's living near those areas, you better arm yourself. I know what Pritzker signed. I know Pritzker, that big boy. I tell you what, I have so many expletives in my head right now rolling around in there. Pritzker is not doing you Illinois voters any favors, and you are going to find out the truth. You're going to find out where all this gun control garbage and everything else is going when it comes time for you to defend yourself, and you can't because some fat governor is up there making these declarations and restricting your rights to defend yourself. You have a natural God-given right to do that. Now, all of a sudden, we got this fat libtard up there signing bills into law. I mean, a guy is not healthy, and he's sitting there trying to tell you how to live? Oh, I know. They got nerve, don't they? Biden's border chief is providing quasi-amnesty and work permits to 470,000 more Venezuelan illegal migrants now crowding New York and other cities. It's called temporary protected status. It'll add one worker for every 9 Americans who will begin to seek jobs this year. Oh, you see where this is going? This is how you destroy. I mean, former Colorado or the late Colorado governor Dick Lamb even said that. Here's how I would destroy America. I would go out and I would multiculturalize the living daylights out of it, and I would turn everybody against each other. Well, if former Governor Lamb, I don't know, you wouldn't be turning over in your grave right now, would you, at the reveling at the thought that this is actually happening in America right now? And here again, all these GOP governors are demanding that Biden disclose where the DHS is going to be resettling these illegal aliens. And nobody's talking. Amazing. No, they're just going to come right up and bite you. That's why we the people need to be prepared. I don't know how you're going to do it, but, you know, for those of you that don't have firearms training, you may want to go get a little bit of it, right? Yeah, you better be able to shoot straight. And do it under pressure. You need to, this is one, I'm sorry, but here's the thing. Way back when, let's go back into history now, and let's talk about what happened in America at Lexington and Concord, and who was there, and what happened. Yes, there was a bunch of stuff that shouldn't have happened that happened, and tricks that were played. We finding out about history and how it does its thing. Well, there's tricks that are being played on the American people right now, and one of them is to lull a majority of them into a false sense of security.
Right.
Okay. So now it's up to you to get yourself prepared in more ways than one, if you get my drift. And you thought there was only one invasion at the southern border? Guess what? They had a congressional hearing about the Chinese Communist Party using Mandarin language programs to spread communist ideology and grow its soft power in America's K-12 classrooms. Oh no, they're vetting teachers too. They're doing teacher vetting. They're trying to control the curriculum, providing funding for controlling the curriculum and vetting the teachers, and putting all this propaganda out there. All courtesy of Beijing. It's called the United Front Work Department. Wow. And now Congress is finally paying attention to that. Really? Florida's been paying more attention to that than our Congress has, which kind of shows you where Congress's allegiance is to, doesn't it? And it's so bad out there with all of these migrants coming. The Mexican railway, Ferromex, has suspended service in the northern part of Mexico following the regrettable injuries and deaths of about a half dozen illegal immigrants who tried to hop aboard the freight cars to get here. They halted 60 trains on northern routes that had the capacity to carry enough cargo to fill 1,800 tractor trailers. Companies owned by Grupo Mexico. Yeah. And I mean, the number of illegal immigrants trying to hop these trains has gone up. They're saying totaling more than 4,000 across several cities. Meanwhile, alternate Trump electors are pushing back against state racketeering charges in federal court. Yep, the tit-for-tat continues. The three alternate presidential electors who argue their efforts to support former President Trump in Georgia in the election were shielded by federal law urged a federal judge not to return state racketeering charges against them to state court. Hearing lasted a little under 3 hours. Judge, of course, an Obama appointee. We'll see what happens. For those of you who didn't catch the news yesterday, Rupert Murdoch has stepped down as Fox and News Corp's chairman. His son Lachlan is taking over. We'll see how that goes. The only fact we know is he resigned, and they have had a changing of the guard at Fox News and Fox Corporation and Fox News, right? It's no different. Nothing will change, really, of any significant attribute. I don't think. I couldn't. Volodymyr Zelensky, by the way, despite Congress's not wanting to support him anymore with their dollars, especially in the House, he got himself a $325 million aid package from the United States. That's your tax dollars, folks. Going to this wannabe piano player, porn piano star. And of course, in the Second Amendment category, you remember Chlamydia Harris was appointed as the border czar? Now she's been appointed to lead the first federal gun violence prevention office. How's that going to work? Yes, I'm going to make you the. I've been in radio stations where the general manager's got a little bit of paranoid schizophrenia going on. Well, I'm going to give you 20 titles. Well, gee, John, how much more do I get paid for these 20 titles? Oh no, you get the same. You get $1.35 an hour, but you get all these titles and all these duties because I need somebody to pick up the slack. I can't do it all on my own. This is like, you know. And so, what do? They drop the ball. She dropped the ball at the border. She went to El Paso, said she visited the border. She didn't visit the border. What do you think she's going to do about gun violence? How's she going to stop that? Go to Chicago and get in the middle of a gang war and go, okay, you guys, come on, you need to knock it off. How's that going to work? What a joke. I know what she's going to do. She's going to get out of the middle of the street, start talking out the side of her mouth, and start laughing and drive the gangs crazy. That's what she's going to do. Oh, my goodness. Oh, in a more serious tone, because it's all about the economy, you know, the dollar, the system of the dollar revolves around the dollar, how it's made, how it's spent, you know. Home flipping activity is dropping as profits are rising across the U.S. in the second quarter of this year, according to Adam Data. 84,350 single-family homes and condos in the U.S. were flipped in the last quarter. 8%, or one of every 13 home sales, April through June of this year. Just so you know. And that means a lot, because that means the nation of renters and the number of homes necessary to occupy them fluctuated. Because out of the 84,350 single-family homes, some of them were bought by investors, some were bought by people who were trying to downsize and saw a deal and decided to take advantage of it. But the ones that the investors bought are going to be turned into rentals, and they're going to be landlords or slumlords or whatever they're going to be, they're going to be. The Detroit 3 automakers enter final hours to avoid a wider UAW strike. They met and continue to meet today to reach new labor agreements. Because if they don't, what's going to end up happening is the strike will expand to include more plants. Just so you know. McDonald's is going to raise royalty fees for new franchise restaurants for the first time in nearly 30 years. Gee, I wonder why. Is that to pay for the $800-something thousand in penalty that you had to pay for burning that four-year-old girl with a chicken McNugget that was 200 degrees in temperature? Wow. See, it really, and when you look at the garbage McDonald's allegedly serves, we've had people talk about it. What's exactly in that Big Mac? Here, the king wants to show you his Whopper. He's got something better than that. To me, it's all junk food, folks. I don't know about you. But you got to understand, if you know the history of McDonald's and Ray Kroc and what he did to the guys that originally started the franchise similar to his, I don't think you'd look at McDonald's with the same kind of favor that you might now. I could care less whether the Golden Arches continued, but all these soccer moms, oh God, they can't live without it. All right, Rick Kaler joining us at the bottom of the hour here on the Power Hour to talk about the giveaway. Stay with us.
They had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time, here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Of course, as you know, today's our last day of being on shortwave at 7.490, so many of you are sitting there probably either A, disgruntled, B, totally angry and upset with us, and C, in the lurch as to how you're going to listen to the show. And of course, we have a solution for that. It's called RicksSatelliteUSA.com. Rick Kaler joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. Hi, Dave. Hey to Catherine and Jay at the Power Mall. Hey to Todd over there at Global Star Radio. Does a great job getting the Power Hour on satellite. Special howdy and happy Friday to all you wonderful Power Hour listeners. Yes, I know we are all surrounded by bad news, but at least we have you, Dave. And we've got the Power Hour to help keep us up to date as to what's really happening and giving us information to help us navigate these crazy times. Dave, thanks for having us back on the show with you today to talk about our satellite system, to give your listeners another way to be able to listen to your show, catch a couple of replays of it if you miss it live, and many other great Patriot Talk radio shows on our satellite system. With no monthly fee, no contracts to sign, the programming's free, the system works well. We've been doing it for over 20 years with Power Hour listeners. So, folks on shortwave, don't give up. The system's not too expensive. It's $269 complete. This is another good way to be able to keep listening to the Power Hour and support the Power Hour and the Power Mall and keep them on the air. and get great information like this. It's hard to get somebody that's willing to be on the front line like you, Dave, and with your knowledge, your background, and what you continue to do every day. And I'm watching you live, too. You got a really sharp tie on today, Dave, but it really looks good. But thanks for having me on, and hey to all you wonderful Power Hour listeners. With the system, you can listen, and Big Brother can't track or know what you're watching or listening to on the system. Thanks, Dave, and great to be on with you.
Well, here again, Rick, and this is the thing. You have a phone number. You're in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. I keep touting it because every time I used to drive out there when I was doing news in Kansas City, man, it was so it was so beautiful out there. And I mean, you could just smell that fresh air. It was really good. And I miss it sometimes. But the thing is that you guys have been in business for so long and you've been through all sorts of traumas. You know, your parents were murdered in their Bible store of all things. I mean, do you think that everything that is going on in America right now, look what's it's just a transition, folks. Everything that has been happening from way back when, and Rick was personally affected by it, is going to continue to happen until you are personally affected by it. And the people that are in charge are personally affected by it. I mean, you read the book Animal Farm. Don't think that this is not going to come back to bite everybody. And you need to be on top of your game, which is one of the reasons why RickSatelliteUSA.com is here, and we're actually giving away a system. It's $269, and that includes the shipping. And you will never, ever have to pay another subscription fee for that system to use it again. So now the thing is that, you know, Rick is going to be reviewing all the letters you send. We talked about it earlier in the show. Rick, what are you looking for in the kind of letter you want to get from people as to why they deserve your system?
We'd like to, and the people that have donated money for this system to be given away, and they've covered over $100 of it already, and we're happy to cover the rest as well. Anything to keep the Power Hour going, but we'd like to see it go to a Power Hour listener that is maybe listening on shortwave and is down in the dumps right now trying to figure out how they're going to be able to listen to the show. But we want it to go to a loyal Power Hour listener. A veteran would also be great, but not an absolute requirement. We want it to go to somebody deserving that could not otherwise afford to be able to get the system. And it does have to be installed. It's a satellite dish, measures about 33 inches in diameter. It has to be mounted outside. It comes with its own pole, or you can get a fence post and put it in the ground. You could lag bolt it to the back of the house or a wooden deck up on the roof if you had to see over trees. You have to have a clear line of sight to the satellite, which is at 97 degrees west, which is pretty much due south for me here in Missouri, and it's coming out of the sky at an elevation angle of 45 degrees above the horizon. So we really want to get it to a loyal Power Hour listener that may otherwise not have any other way to listen to the Power Hour, and especially with the expense of shortwave, I had no idea how much it was costing.
I didn't either,
we're,
Rick.
We're great.
I didn't either.
I had no idea. I was floored. And then when you told me the numbers Alex Jones was paying because of the time that he was on the air with his shows, and then I started getting calls. Did you hear Alex is not on WWCR? And then I heard the Power Hour is not on anymore. I was so saddened. But we are in a world of constant flux and change, that's for sure. And this information is so needed. And Dave, you're right. The crazy stuff we had to endure. I mean, I have a loving mother and father that brought up three boys. And father became a preacher, Baptist preacher, and he supported the whole family by selling books and Bibles going through college in his bookmobile to finally buy a little house on 63rd Street in Raytown, Missouri. And we put the house in the back, and Dad put the Bible store in the front. So we just walked through one door to go from the house to the Bible store. And it's so sad. They had hundreds and thousands of followers, people that just loved them because they gave so much of themselves. If you came into the Bible store, and if you didn't have a Bible, you didn't leave without a Bible. Dad would make sure they had a free Bible in their hand. So it was really sad. And this guy that ended up taking their lives in such a brutal way was supposed to have been deported. And he was in jail on aggravated assault and robbery already, and they let him out on parole a couple of weeks before his scheduled deportation. They never went and got him. So this was in 2004, so this has been going on for a long time. And the brainwashing has been going on, in my humble opinion. And it's great to hear you talk about it, Dave, and keep us educated, because you're on the front line and exposed to so much and have so many great guests on the Power Hour. So we've got to keep listening to the Power Hour to keep us educated. So I know I went off a little bit, but Mom and Dad were martyrs, and it's sad and it's tough. And we've built a memorial website for them, Kalers.com. If you ever have a chance to go to Kalers.com and click on the pictures, they got some wonderful pictures. Dad would take pictures of everybody that came in the Bible store. Had just poster boards and poster boards of photos, and I saved them all and put them up on their memorial website. But so this has been going on a long time. It's a fight between good and evil, as far as I'm concerned, because here you had a Bible preaching, a Baptist preacher, you know, that loved people, all kinds, and then here comes a guy that was pretty much the devil, working for the devil, that walked in and took both Mom and Dad's life. But back to the Power Hour in this system. So we felt we've had a calling to be involved, and that's when we met Joyce Riley so many years ago and started working with the Power Hour and Todd Wade of Global Star Radio to provide another alternative way to be able to get some of these good Christian and religious television programs. There's over 100 TV channels you get with the system as well. There's about 40 radio channels, and the Power Hour is there. They're on live. There's a two-hour replay coming up at, I believe, 10 a.m. Central Time. There's another replay early in the a.m. if you miss either the live show or the first replay. And there's a lot of other great patriot, conservative, and alternative health radio shows on the Global Star Radio Network on Star 3. And we want to get this free system, no cost, delivered to you, to a loyal Power Hour deserving listener that might otherwise not be able to afford it. That's the main answer to that question, Dave.
For sure. And see, the address that you send your letter to is P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. If you have internet access, you can drop us an email at support@thepowerhour.com. And please include your name, address, and phone number, because, as you know, Rick cares enough to find out whether or not you have the capability of using the system before you get it awarded to you, provided he likes your letter. So you've got a few things coming into play here, but the intent is there. Rick's trying to help, trying to keep satellite, trying to keep, you know, your communications to the outside world in check so the government doesn't know what you're doing, because a lot of you out there think that the government is spying on you. I want to address that situation, Rick, because I was alluding to it earlier today, but I didn't have time to get to it. And I thought, you know what? Well, Rick is on here and he just mentioned the fact that the government does not know what you're listening to at any given moment. Here's the thing. All of you folks went out there, and I've had some people write me recently saying that they're having family issues because one of the family members decided he was going to become a sovereign citizen. Oh, my. And see, when you do that, we played in this game in the Patriot Movement. For those of you, it's a label the government uses to make you look like you're an insurrectionist. I mean, look at J6, and now you're trying to declare yourself the same kind of person that has the right to invade the Capitol. And this isn't me. This isn't me, folks. This is how the government is looking at you. They look at you as a threat. You are an enemy, according to the Emergency War Powers Act. Everybody should know that. So if that's the case, then you are not safe. Every contract you've entered into, from your birth certificate, your driver's license, to your insurance policies, any contract you've signed, any credit card you've had, any bank account you've opened, they know. You're who are you hiding from? They know. They've got so much data on every single human being in the United States of America, except for all the illegal aliens. They have no idea where they are.
Unbelievable.
But, yeah, it is unbelievable. But see, the thing is, folks, we got to have this frank, candid conversation about people that are paranoid. I mean, you can say, yeah, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're not being followed. Well, the thing is that, look, if this is how it's going to occupy your every waking minute, you can't live life walking in Christ. That's the bottom line. So, you know, that's your way of fighting back, is put on the spiritual armor. I think your dad probably would have been proud with our little conversation here, Rick.
I think he would. And I remember how disappointed he was when he first found out I was getting involved in satellite, because DishNet and DirecTV and the filth that they were, you know, sending into people's homes. And I tried to get him a system for free for the Christian religious programming, but he didn't want to have anything to do with it. I think he would be pleased now with the folks I've chosen to work with, Dave Krieger, Joyce Riley, the Power Hour, Todd Waite, and many others. It makes me emotional thinking about it, but it's real, folks, and we all know it's real. And as long as you don't connect this receiver to the Internet, then there's no way for them to keep track of, like, a DishNet or DirecTV receiver. They want you to have a phone line to it or connect to the Internet. They know every station, every channel you tune to, every commercial that you're exposed to. And like you said, they keep track of all that stuff. It's mind-boggling. So we lean on people like you to help keeping us educated, keep us up to fact. You've got your finger right on the pulse of it. You open my mind up to a lot of thoughts I haven't even thought, and I'm pretty exposed to this stuff and listen up to, you know, and dig for news sources, you know, every place I can. And the Power Hour is one of my main sources for getting daily information.
Well, we appreciate
and
that, Rick.
We love to have the satellite system for all these years, and we feel that it's something we've been called to do by God. Just to be able to get these systems, good Christian religious programming, doesn't have to be Baptist. I'm open to all beliefs. As long as you have God in your heart, I think that's what's going to lead you on. I know a lot of folks will disagree with that, including my beloved father, but he would a believer of the King James Version, and he could back up his argument. He was an argument or discussion. He'd have a discussion with anybody. A rabbi would come into the store, and Dad and him, boy, they would go and have a loud conversation at the Bible counter for 15, 20 minutes and shake hands and love one another and part ways happily. So I learned a lot from Mom and Dad. It's great to have loving parents, but and get a good background. But we see all this going on. We need to keep ourselves informed. We need to be able to talk and communicate to people with like values like you and the great Power Hour audience, and we need to keep this going. So let's support the Power Hour. Let's do all we can to keep them on the air. Let's buy Power Mall products. Let's talk about the Power Hour show to other folks and turn them on to it. When they start hearing this stuff, more and more people are finally getting exposed to the real news that's been hidden from them for so many years, and the other side's not been able to stop it. With Truth Social, Rumble, and shows like yours, the movement is continuing, and we'll continue to fight with you.
Well, we appreciate that, Rick Kaler. Thanks so much for joining us. And once again, all you got to do is get that letter in here for Rick. And if you've got any questions, you can go to ricksatelliteusa.com. And of course, Rick, you have a phone number in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. For those of you out there that want to call and talk to Rick personally and continue this conversation, you can do that. And it's 816-228-1801. That's 816-228-1801. Rick would be happy to talk to you about a system. It's a $269 investment, one time. You're not going to have to worry about it. I realize don't start complaining about the fixed income. It's a one-time shot. I realize it's a bit of a sacrifice, but hey, you want to stay informed or not? That's the difference between those in the know and those who aren't.
Yeah, it's a good shortwave radio costs quite a bit as well. So the comparative cost of the system is good, even though you do have to have it installed. You have to have a clear sight to where you're aiming at the satellite, no trees or obstructions in the way. You got to have a little mechanical ability and willingness to read the instructions. I'm here to back up 100% all the way to help get it installed. We're thrilled to be on the air with the world-famous Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. How cool is that, folks?
I don't know about that, Rick. I'm not patting myself on the back here. I'm just a messenger. God bless you, Rick, for everything that you're doing here for us at the Power Hour. And once again, get the letters in, folks, because we're going to be giving away that system very, very soon. So, you know, Rick is just, you know, pushing it. We want to get your letters in there. We want to try to help. We're all about solutions here. So, Rick Kaler, thank you so much for being on the show with
Dave.
Us this morning.
Yep,
we're going to move along here with some news under science and technology. Jody Picoult, George R.R. Martin. Ever heard of that name? George R.R. Martin. Other famous writers in the Authors Guild have filed a class action lawsuit against what? OpenAI. Yeah. Alleging the company's technology is illegally using their copyrighted work. The complaint claims OpenAI, the company behind the viral chatbot ChatGPT, is copying famous works in the acts of flagrant and harmful copyright infringement and feeding manuscripts into algorithms in order to help train systems on how to create more human-like text responses. Oh, this is better. This is better than these music lawsuits about how one band imitated another band and their song went to the top of the charts and the other band comes and sues them because your song sounds like mine and they have to play it 50 times over for the jury to hear. Oh, no, this is in the written word. Oh, this should be interesting. I'd like to see how this comes out. Tesla Model 3, again, engulfed in flames. It's the green inferno. Yeah. What happened to the car? It hit debris on a New Jersey roadway last week. It struck road debris and burst into flames. Can you imagine that? The driver pulls over, calls authorities, gets out of the vehicle before the battery pack started smoking, and then caught fire. Now, if the guy would have said, well, I'll just sit here in the car and wait, he wouldn't be making that phone call now. He'd be gone. They'd be putting him 6 feet under. Folks, you really want to buy an electric car? Really? I don't think so. Yeah. What to know about October's Ring of Fire solar eclipse? We have words of that. Millions of people are going to be able to watch it October 14th. Weather permitting, of course. If it's cloudy, good luck. The moon is going to be seen passing in front of the sun. It's due to be visible along a path covering parts of the U.S., Mexico, and several countries in Central and South America. And we have an explanation of on our email blast, if you're subscribing to it, as to what to look for, what to expect. In the world of, and this is something that you're all going to want to pay attention to here, because now, oh, you remember the talk about flushing your pills down the toilet and where they go after they leave your house? How's your plumbing? That's the topic of the story here. This is some pretty disconcerting information. I'm going to read you the headline first, and then we're going to play Let's Decipher the News. COVID-19 virus levels in wastewater have dropped, according to analysts. Wastewater COVID levels have shown a decline in recent weeks, while the number of hospital admissions due to infections has seen an uptick. Okay. This is according to data from BioBot Analytics. This is a platform that tracks COVID-19 through wastewater. What, you mean they're doing that? Yeah, and guess where it's coming from? Your toilet. Yes, that's right, the golden throne, the thing you sit on every morning when you send a constitutional to Washington, D.C. and flush twice to make sure it gets there. Yeah, those that got the jab especially or have had COVID and are shedding. They're shedding viral RNA in their stool.
Your stool? Ach, du lieber, the stool.
They make wastewater and sewage out of this stuff. And now we have the CDC monitoring your poop? Oh, man, what will they? You thought that you were being invaded by what we're listening? You're afraid of what they're listening to, what you're listening to? And they're monitoring your poop, too, for crying out loud. This is just nuts. This is not the first time we've heard about it, probably, and it won't be the last. But they actually have a national wastewater surveillance system at the CDC. And they are reporting that 40 to 80% of people with COVID-19 shed viral RNA in their feces. Oh, my goodness. You see, and you thought it was just those pills, those old pills you were throwing away that were contaminating the soil. Oh, no, no. It goes deeper than that. And see, those of you who have a septic system, now you know why I'm talking about septic, right? There is a company out there that I ran across. For those of you who don't know what a casita is, it's like a little mini home for mom that you want to put on your, in the backyard. So mom has a place to stay and you can keep an eye on her and feed her as she gets older and whatnot, or dad, whichever. Well, these are pop-up homes that literally within a couple of hours, they bring it to your site. It's called Boxable, BOXABL.com. I've seen them. I mean, you literally, You could literally, if you had some land with a lake, you could create a cabin resort with these casita structures and rent them out and make money with it. I'm serious. I'm looking at these things going, look at this. They got a crew of about six guys come out, load it off a truck, put it on the ground, tie it down, and all of a sudden the whole thing just pops up. And it pops up into a house, becomes a house. The whole thing just opens up into a house, and it's there. I mean, within a day, you have a house on your lot. Then all you got to do is connect the utilities. I mean, it's crazy. You go off grid with one of these things. We put that under our gardening, farming, and homesteading section because we're all about solutions here. Told you. But when I saw this thing and watched the videos on the website, I mean, it's going to blow your mind. Now we just got to figure out how to put it on stilts and do other things with it. It looks like it's made out of steel. So, and if it's got foam in the middle, like our steel SIPS panels that I am acquainted with very much so, since I built houses with this stuff, we might be onto something here. In the health category, we've got about a minute before we go to Dr. Naomi Wolf after the top of the hour. We're going to reach out to her. CDC, of course, is talking about the prevalence of obesity. Well, duh. Maybe if you'd clamp down on all this junk food, we wouldn't be having this problem. The White House is going to propose removing medical bills from credit reports, believe it or not. So all you doctors out there that like to tag people's credit reports for not paying their bills, huh? Interesting. This is all going through the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, stopping debt collectors from coercing people into paying bills they may not even owe. Wow. All right. Trying to reach out to Dr. Naomi Wolf after the top of the hour break here. Stay tuned for these important messages, and then we'll be back with more good stuff right here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano, grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.